Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We're glad that you joined us for our latest episode. We have a very special program today. You may notice the sound quality is a little bit different because I'm a little bit further away from the microphone than normal because we have not one, not two, not three, not four. We have five guests with us, and we're all sitting around a table together, and we're pleased to be joined by a big chunk of the Legacy of Faith group. We're joined by everyone who has been involved in the podcast before, I think, in the family, as well as a newcomer who's really nervous and sitting across the table from me. Of course, Leah is with us again. She's been with us much times. Leah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Mary Carol is with us. Mary Carol, welcome back.
Thank you.
Turner's with us. Turner, welcome back.
All right.
My dad, Jim Fawn, is actually with us. Dad, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Mom, for the first time ever, is on the podcast. Donna Fawn, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Adam.
She is thrilled. I'm getting a spanking when this podcast is done recording. I'm pretty convinced. What they are visiting with us, we're recording this program way ahead of time. This is being released late in the year. We're actually recording this in the summer. But they're actually at our house, and I'm taking advantage of it by recording this because just a few weeks ago, they finished the annual Cousins Camp. And we wanted to take the time to talk about Cousins Camp some so you can know what it is, but also maybe it's something you might want to do as 2017 approaches. Maybe you're setting some family dates for the year and you want some things you want to think about. So let me throw this first question out there. And I'll throw it to Mom and Dad because this was their idea to begin with. What in the world is this thing and where did the idea come from for Cousins Camp?
Well, actually, I borrowed the idea for Cousins Camp from Sheila Butt. She talked about that at one time, and I began to think about Cousins Camp and decided that I wanted to implement that with our family since our children live in two different places and live away from us. I wanted them to remain close to each other, and so that's where the idea came from, and it just kind of grew from that idea.
And I would add that 99% of the work and the planning and vision and all that stuff is from Miss Donna. She's the one that kind of got this thing started, and she makes sure it keeps on going. We moved to a smaller house from last year's Cousins Camp to this year's Cousins Camp, and it still worked, and we love having our grandkids with us.
So you mentioned there you moved to a different house. That kind of answers one of the questions. Some people hear camp and they think summer camp. They might think of, you know, a church camp or a state park or something like that. This is not done at one of those places. It is done at?
It's done in our home. And we have bedrooms assigned as cabins. We have a boys' cabin for the three grandsons. We have a girls' cabin for the two granddaughters. And then we have a counselor's cabin, one of the bedrooms. The two mothers, Leah and Amber, come with the campers. They're the counselors at Cousins Camp.
Which are very messy.
Sometimes they are very messy, that's true. But we have a camp director. That's Mr. Jim. That's Grampy. He is the camp director, and he does cabin cleanup checks. And I'm just the cook, the chief cook and bottle washer. But we have a great time with the kids at the house, and we just turn it into a campground for that week and plan all kinds of activities, and it ends up being a lot of fun.
You know, one reason I wanted to record this podcast this way is you just mentioned that Leah and Amber always come. It's always held over a weekend. Jeremiah's preaching and I'm preaching, so it's one of those things we really can't come to it. So I have kind of no idea what's going on except what I see on Facebook and the pictures and those types of things and phone calls that you know, let us actually see our children every once in a while and phone calls. But Leah, as a counselor, what kind of things do you always look forward to? What kind of things are you excited about when the Cousins Camp starts rolling nearby?
Well, I mean, one thing is that the kids are very excited about it, so it's fun to see them look forward to it. But I think the thing probably most of us could say we like about it is just being together and seeing the cousins get to play and do activities together, and it's just a fun time.
So you've got a, you know, pretty busy family. Anybody that knows our whole family tree knows you got three preachers. You got people, we speak all over the place and everything, and we're trying to be families in our own places. How in the world do you all possibly schedule this thing? Because you said you all live in Paducah, Kentucky. Amber and Jeremiah live in Cookeville, Tennessee. We live in Haleyville, Alabama. When we started this, we lived in Nashville. But still, no two of the three even live in the same place. And we're all busy. So you got a family out there that goes, yeah, that'd be a neat idea to have my grandkids together for 3-4 days. But we've got schedules that are all over the place. How do you all plan this?
I guess the key word is priority. We've got our calendar down, and we try to schedule other things around this if we can. We just try to pick out a weekend that, you know, it's usually like they get there on Thursday sometime and they may leave on Monday. I'm still preaching that Sunday, Adam and Jeremiah are preaching in their hometowns, but I'm preaching there with Cousins Camp going on. But we just try to say, okay, look, let's don't fill up the summer. Let's make sure we got this thing scheduled, and then we can schedule other things. Let me get back to one of the comments that was made. If you heard Turner or not a while ago talking about the girls' cabin and the counselor's cabins being messy or whatever, and Ms. Donna talked about the fact that I do cabin checkup. You know, I judge the cabins every morning, the rooms. I don't think the counselors have ever won yet.
I think I can agree on that. They have to keep up with all the luggage. Since they have to keep all the luggage.
I'll just blame that on Auntie M since she's not here.
Blame the one that's not around the microphone.
This year we had a little bit of glitch in scheduling, but most of the time when we're together for one of the holidays, in our family, we worked it out where we could all be together. One year on Thanksgiving, they're all with us. And then the next year at Christmas is their time to come to our house. But when we're all together like that, we get our calendars and we try to find a spot. And most of the time it worked out that we could do it right around the July the 4th weekend. And now we have run into more conflict because with summer plans, with one of the grandchildren being a teenager and going on mission trips, in the summer, we ran into a conflict, so we had to work that out. And the Memorial Day weekend ended up being the weekend that would work for everyone to come. So it's just a matter of knowing that you want to have this over a weekend, so we look for a time. It gets written on our calendar so we don't forget that this is coming up, and it tends to be a priority for us.
And Memorial Day was on that weekend. We had the theme for our cousins' camp was exploring our roots, and we went to the graveyard and decorated the graves, and
that kind of brings up, that's a good point, Turner. That kind of brings up another question here. He answered it in a lot of ways, but do you have a theme each year? Is it the same theme every year, that kind of thing?
Yeah, the woman who just said she just is the cook, is the one who comes up with these themes. She has a schedule pretty much for every day. And she had the idea for this particular year, and I think it was a super idea, and I'm going to let her talk about it.
Yeah, I decided. Last year we did the theme of discovery, and we went to the Discovery Park of America, and the kids had a great time with that. So as we established these themes this year, we thought exploration of your roots would be a good one. And since it was going to be on Memorial Day weekend, like Turner said, I want our grandchildren to understand the story of where they came from. I wanted them to know about their great grandparents. And of course, Jim's parents and my parents are gone. And so we took them that weekend to the cemetery. All four of our parents are buried in the same cemetery. And we took them there. We took the supplies to clean the stones and we took new flowers, and we let them do a lot of that work and cleaning, and then we told them the story of how their great-grandparents met, and talked a little bit about that. That lets them know where we came from. And then we took them to a state park in southern Illinois where Jim and I always got to go quite often when we were younger, and had a picnic lunch. And so it's just a matter of planning activities that kind of center around a theme. Helps us work out exactly what we're going to be doing.
So you've got the themes, and you mentioned something there, you know, it's the best way to put it, I guess, is just a serious thing. You're going to look at family history and cemeteries, but Mary Carol, it's not all serious stuff, is it?
No, sir.
What kind of other things happen at Cousins Camp? You haven't talked yet. I want you to talk a little bit.
Well, this year at Cousins Camp, we went to the jump zone. That was really fun.
Yes, that was fun.
I thought that was really fun because we get to jump and watch different things. We could do different tricks. I thought that was fun. Lissa and Turner, I saw them getting to play dodgeball.
Hollow jump. You probably know this, but the jump place, whatever thingy, is a place where you jump on trampolines and you can play trampoline basketball, whatever.
Yeah, look up jump place thingy online.
It's basically built-in trampolines inside of a building.
But you also do things like sidewalk chalk and crafts. There's a lot of kind of church camp type elements, but it's not just church camp.
Yeah, one of the great church camp elements that we discovered, I think it might have been the first year we had Cousins Camp, that we were sitting around after breakfast, and it just entered my mind that we've all, you know, experienced church camp working there in years past. And so after breakfast, I just casually said, okay, it's cabin cleanup time. And boy, I'm telling you, all five grandchildren got up. They went and they cleaned up their cabins. So we established right away that we would always have that from year to year because it kept the cabins cleaned up a little bit. And then after lunch, I thought, well, that worked so well after breakfast. I said, okay, it's cabin rest time. All five of them got up, went, laid down in the beds, and the two counselors and the director and I sat around the kitchen table and kind of giggled quietly about the fact that they had gone off to take their cabin rest time. So a lot of things about it I do use, like we did at church camp, the camp schedule that we had, you know, quiet time and craft time and game time and things like that.
And another element that's, I won't say borrowed from church camps, it should be in every home anyway, is you all have devotionals. Dad, if you don't mind talking about that a little bit, kind of the, I know obviously where it started, because you all want this to be Christian-based, Christian family, but that's kind of something that every time they come back from Cousins Camp, I hear stories about these devotionals.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that. I'm glad you brought it up, but you know, get back kind of the serious part of this, is we do every night. We have a devotional, and I guess usually the first night I do a brief devotional and kind of go from there, but we have three grandsons, you know, Turner here and then his two cousins, our daughter's two sons, and it's really a blessing for Grammy and me, and I think for the counselors and everybody there to hear these guys. I mean, they come up with some really good, I mean, they do a little short lesson, they'll lead singing, they'll lead a prayer. It really helps to create some great memories for, I hope for everybody, I know for Grammy and me.
So how early do you start thinking about the next year's Cousins Camp, besides just we're going to have it next year, like the schedule, the activities, that kind of thing?
Well, I kind of give myself a little break after Cousins Camp. I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about
it. Kind of like vacation Bible school.
That's true.
The next week, you never want to do another one as long as you live.
Yeah, well, maybe sometimes that's the case, but... yeah, I give myself a little bit of a break before I start to think about it. But then I would say probably, like I mentioned earlier, when we are together as a family at one of the holidays, sometimes we spend a little bit of time in the evening. Of course, we sit around and sing and talk and do things like that, but begin to gather some ideas from the kids of what they would like to do for Cousins Camp. And so usually from that time of just talking with them, some kind of theme is born in my mind. And then from that theme that's in my mind, I spend a little bit of time and effort writing a few things down and thinking about what the next year's theme will be and what activities would actually go with that theme, some serious and some fun. Because the crafts this year, one of those was in a sense kind of serious, because we did canvases where each one of the kids did a family tree, and they got to bring those canvases home with them, and that helps them remember what that Cousins Camp was about.
And I'll say something else, too, that I don't know if you plan on talking about this or not. We already picked on the counselor that's not here and blamed her for the messy counselor's cabin and all that kind of stuff.
Just kidding.
I know. But she, I can't remember how many years this has happened now, but she has designed special T-shirts for Cousins Camp, and Grammy and I pay for them. But everybody at Cousins Camp gets a T-shirt for, you know, it says what year and what the theme was and so on and so forth. And that kind of makes it even, I hope, more special.
Yeah, we usually do pictures. One activity that we'll do most of the time on Saturday morning is everybody will wear their Cousins Camp T-shirt, and we'll either go to some special place where we live in Paducah this year, since we were in our new home and we have a water feature outside of our home. We did our pictures out by that pond that's in our neighborhood, and the pictures turned out just great. But we've done them at Noble Park in Paducah, and we've done them downtown Paducah by the flood wall and things of that nature. But I love the T-shirts. And then an idea that was born the other day, I think I was talking with Amber about this, was making sure that the kids hang on to their T-shirts even after they outgrow them. And then when they get old enough that they're getting ready maybe to go away to college, take all of those T-shirts and cut out the part that talks about what the theme was for that particular year's Cousins Camp and put them all together in a blanket or a throw or something for them to always have to remember what they did.
I know the answer to this next question is going to be you could never have enough time, but because every grandparent, I like to see my grandkids, you know, 27 hours a day, 395 days a year. But you know, you mentioned that usually you begin sometime on Thursday. I know Leah and the kids usually drive up on Thursday and get there, what, middle of the afternoon or so on Thursday. So basically Thursday evening is kind of eating supper and having a devotional. But then it's all day Friday, all day Saturday. You know, Sunday has worship, but there are things Sunday afternoon, and then they'll usually drive home on Monday. I know the obvious answer is that too much time? Is that not enough time? But why does that schedule, having basically 3 full days, why does that work so well?
Well, we've just come up with a lot of activities that we like to do, and they need some time. We give some free time. They just need time to play together, you know, or play a game together, or play, the younger ones play hide and seek together. And we happen to have a church member who has a private pool, and she and her husband will be gone and just open that pool up, so they get to swim together sometimes. You know, the younger ones do. Luke's not too fond of swimming, so he and Grampy usually take a little time. Since he's the oldest of the 5 grandchildren, he and Grampy will take a little time, maybe go to a bookstore or do something for just the two of them during that time. But I think that it's probably a pretty good amount of time to spend together, you know, from Thursday, like you say, Thursday afternoon they get there, and we call it, you know, settling into your cabin time, and we have supper, and then we let them have a little free time, and then Grampy does the Thursday night devotional where he could talk about some of the things that we're going to do for the weekend and everything. And then Monday, most of the time, I'm tired enough, and the counselors are tired enough that it's time for everybody to go home.
Our nerves are shot enough. You know, part of what Donna said and what Adam kind of said a minute ago, years ago, I've not done this for a number of years now, but I used to direct a week at church camp over in southeast Missouri. Some people may know that, Boot Hill Youth Camp. I was pretty laid back in a lot of ways. I mean, there were rules that they had to be followed, and I made sure they were followed. But I really believe, maybe it's because I'm lazy or whatever, but I kind of believe a lot of the great things about church camp is the free time. And just let kids get to know each other and do things together without being organized. And we try to, like Donna said, we try to fit that in or build that in to Cousins Camp. Just let these 5 cousins get together and enjoy each other's company without us telling them they got to go somewhere and do this and do that. I think it works out pretty well.
I wanted to say one more thing about the sidewalk chalk. That was an activity that...
And you've done that every year, right?
We've done that every year, and we always, you know, I always at the end of Cousins Camp, usually on Sunday night at the devotional, we try to ask the kids, is there anything that you want to be sure we have next year, or anything that you didn't enjoy or whatever. And the one thing that I think every year they have said is they for sure want to do sidewalk chalk. And that was just an idea that I came up with, because in the house where Cousins Camp began, we had a long sidewalk in front of our house, and I could put them, we gave each one of them a square of the sidewalk, and then would have two or three in between, and then a next child would have a square. And we gave them some kind of statement or question or something about the family, and had them draw what was in their mind about that. They each had a package, big package of sidewalk chalk. And then after they draw the picture and everybody's finished, they stand and tell what their picture is about and what it means to them. And it has been one of the most wonderful things. Well, this year in the new house, we don't have a sidewalk in front of our house, but we do have a double wide driveway. And the neighbor next to us has a double wide driveway, and I talked with her and she said, that will be great. In fact, after they left and I got ready to hose it off, she said, don't hose that off. I want these other people out here to see what they drew. So you can
neighborhood art.
Neighborhood art. You can find ways, if you want to do something, you can find ways to do it.
Leah, let me throw the next question to you. It's Monday when Cousins Camp is done. It's time to drive home. And I know the kids are probably tired and they may sleep part of the way home. And I know you're fighting traffic through Nashville part of the way. But kind of talk about the drive home. You know, what do the kids talk about, you know, when they're actually awake? You know, and some of the memories they are just excited about just in those couple hours, well, 6 hours home. But, you know, the first couple hours on the road coming back.
Well, some of that's what we've been talking about. They always mention things like the sidewalk contest. We do a little, it's like a little contest, you know, we make it be like that. But, and then usually it's always the same enough that they love those things that we do every year, but then all the different things. I think they love everything about it. They talk about everything. I can't even pick one thing that they.
That's what I figured you'd say.
And so they are always looking forward to it and excited about it.
All right, kids, I'll go to you next. Mary Carol, I'll ask you, share with those who are listening, just share one memory from any Cousins Camp, not just the last one, something you just remember that you just always are excited about thinking about when you think back to Cousins Camp.
Well, I always think about seeing my cousins and being able to play with them, because hardly, since we're so far apart now, we don't get as much time to spend with them. So when we get to see them, it's really important. I've also liked the crafts. Like one year, we also did aprons. I've still got mine from Cousins Camp that we did one year. That was really fun. Turner painted an F. The other two painted a T.
Those are our last initials, like our last name initials.
So I think it's always fun to see the craft that we're going to do. Family tree, I love the family tree, and I loved about how the parents came together. I've always thought that was a cool story of how they came together and how it worked out for everything and how everybody came together and how the family, about the family tree. I mean, it kind of pulls everything together, mainly about Cousins Camp. That's mainly what we're focusing on.
Yeah.
It's the family tree and of what we've come from and what we have done.
Yeah. Tyler, what about you? What's something you always, when you think back to Cousins Camps, what's a great memory you have?
Well, Lissa, my giggle cousin, well, she is my Google cousin too, because we love to Google and giggle, but whatever.
Whatever. We like to swim together and do a lot of things together, but I think one of the most funnest things that we did, things that we did together is we would always, when we went to the park, Noble Park, they have a park beside them now, and a park that's called Noble Park. We usually go to Noble Park, but it's sometimes we go to that park and Noble Park, whatever.
I hope you're following this answer, folks.
Well, when we go to the park, we always, if we're driving in a car, we would always talk together and we would always giggle and Google together. But if it was the park that was beside us, we would skip together or walk together and talk together and giggle and Google together again. So
Turner's our king of running jokes, as you can tell.
I think the key is together.
Together, yes.
With Lissa.
If you've ever seen the commercial about the guy who calls himself Mayhem. That if there was a female version of that also, that would be Turner and Elizabeth.
So
we love it.
So we're drawing this to a close. Let me just throw out the obvious question here. Somebody who's, you know, listening to this program and they've kind of got this idea and they're thinking, yeah, that would be great, you know, either a grandparent or maybe even just parents who say we'd like to get together with, you know, brother and sister and their kids and that sort of thing. Why do you all feel this is important? You know, just kind of give the almost commercial kind of thing. Why is this important to you all? And what kind of suggestions would you give for somebody to kind of take step one?
It's important to me because I'm an only child, so I don't have any brothers or sisters that I can, you know, remember old times with or have memories with or whatever. I've got a bunch of cousins that live miles and states away from where I am, and we really haven't kept in touch over these years. We didn't, you know, we weren't around each other growing up, and I would love to do what we can for my grandkids to have memories of being with their cousins, and hopefully even after we're gone, stay in touch and be family. That's a lot of what it means to me.
I agree with Jim on that. I think the thing for me that's so important is that I want this family to stay together even after we're gone. I want them to have these good memories of times that we came together and we enjoyed time together and that we had devotionals together and that our devotion is always to God and that they have family members they can depend upon. And I think that cousins can be that and should be that.
I want Lister to go to the same college as me.
Oh, boy. And with that, we will wrap the program up. I appreciate everybody sitting around today. Like I said at the beginning, the audio quality probably was not as good today because we're a little bit further away from the microphone, but I hope it's been worth it for you to listen to and to be encouraged by this and releasing this late in the year because we want you to think about maybe having your own cousins camp in 2017 and beyond. But really, it does take some planning and thinking to coordinate schedules. But as you can see by what has been said by the adults and by the memories these kids have, it's worth it. It's worth the effort. It's worth the time. It's worth the planning. And we think you would greatly enjoy doing something like that in your own family. We look forward to being back with you again on the next program on A Legacy of Faith. Thank you for listening this week. Remember, until next time, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.